USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's son, Don Jr., is in self-isolation. He tested negative for the coronavirus, but his girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle, tested positive. A Trump campaign official says she was immediately isolated in order to limit exposure to anyone else. They're also saying she's not showing any symptoms of the disease. They've been in South Dakota to help with fundraisers for the president's re-election campaign. The president was in South Dakota with Mount Rushmore in the background. He said he would protect America's landmarks from far-left extremists.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump has signed a law extending the deadline for small business loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. The extension of the PPP, which was established to provide small businesses with economic relief from the coronavirus pandemic, was passed by Congress earlier this week. The president signed the legislation with $130 million unspent. The new deadline is August 8th. With the coronavirus pandemic, there's less foot traffic in brick-and-mortar stores. USA Radio's John Hunt has details.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopened, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A white couple in Michigan is facing charges after a video showed the woman pointing a gun at a black mother and daughter. USA Radio's Ken Burns reports.
The incident happened outside Detroit. The mother, Tequila Hill, said it began when the white woman bumped her daughter. The video picks up with screaming and cursing going back and forth before the gun came into play.
Get the away. Are you gonna hit? You gonna shoot me?
Get the away.
Oh!
Get away.
Oh.
Call the cops right now. Call them.
Oh.
The Oakland County Sheriff identified the couple as Julian and Eric Wustenberg. CBS News reports Eric Wustenberg was fired from his job at Oakland University behind the incident. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
With less than 5 months until the 2020 elections, a survey of religious voters shows a decline in support for President Trump. USA's John Clements reports.
The latest survey of 4,700 adults by the Pew Research Center finds Mr. Trump is facing a 10 percentage point deficit in his race against Joe Biden. Greg Smith of the Pew Research Center tells us that decline was also evident in one of Mr. Trump's strongest voting blocks in the last election.
Well, our current survey shows that the number of people who give Donald Trump positive ratings for his handling of his job as president is down across a variety of religious groups in the United States. That includes white evangelical Protestants.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.